Begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Vav. We begin on Amud Beis. Begin the Tazer Maschul. But my karle Gemura v'chulu. Why do we call it Gemura? Oh, etc. Amud Tema. Where would you say? Tazer comes to ask that actually the wording Rishus Yachid Gemura actually sounds like the opposite of what the Gemara is trying to say. It's coming to tell us that is Gemara is medayik from the fact that the Brisa says, "Oh, this is a bona fide Rishus, a complete Rishus Yachid," is so that you shouldn't say that when we're saying Zuhi Rishus Yachid. That the Rabbanan disagreed with Yehud, then they say that no, a Rosh Hashanah that has two walls is not Rosh Hashanah Yachad. I would have thought to say, oh, they only say that stringently, that you cannot carry in there, but stringent the other way. But to, if you throw from Rosh Hashanah inside, they would agree that it is a Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and the one who throws it would be liable. Oh, that's what I'm coming to tell you, that no, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachad at all, even as a leniency, rather it's going to be like Rosh Hashanah. Now, says Taisa Emir the Bri, the Bri says it's difficult, because the Lashon Gemura, to the contrary, the wording of complete, doesn't sound like it's totally excluding it from being a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Adrabah, to the contrary, Ipchem Estabra, the logic tells us opposite. It's telling us, this that has a place, the case of the Braisa, what's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? That it's walled four sides and it has a height of 10 tefachim and has a width of 4 tefachim. That's he Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemur. That's a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, when it's excluding, it's saying Aval Zu, but this one, which one? The one that has two walls, which was Allah Rabbi Yehuda, oh, Ein Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemur. That's not a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, the inference is, Aval Hi Rosh Hashanah Yachid Ksas, but it is a partial Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And therefore, to the contrary, why is the Gemara saying that from here we see that it's totally not like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? It sounds like to the contrary. It sounds like it is partially, which exactly like the Gemara said that we're saying it's not. That maybe it's only that you can't carry, but actually you would be chayv if you threw into there. But Taisus brings that Rashi Yashva Badechik. Rashi answers it in a more contrived manner, Lefia Gemara, to explain the Gemara, which is because Rashi doesn't learn Gemura as incomplete from the word of Nigmar, which is if you finish the number of walls that it has to have on all sides, like the Braisa brought it, which it has four walls on all sides, then you could say concepts like good asik, and therefore we're going to view it as if it's having as a law of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So it's not from Gemura, rather from Gemar. That's what it's saying, that this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid that has all the walls, and that's coming to exclude the halacha of Reb Yehuda. But we didn't have to say the word Gemura, because we know what we're coming to exclude. It's coming to say that actually, even as a leniency, we're still going to say that it's as a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's not going to be as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Turn next to the Maschot, that begins with the words to Gemara. Kam bezman sheYisrael shruin b'midbar. Here it's when the Jewish people were dwelling in the Midbar, in the biblical times, which the Gemara brought, the Braisa that says that the Midbar is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that was when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, which that was a width of 16 amos that the public always walked through. So Taisa says, from the fact that the Gemara explained the case of the Midbar as a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, only when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, the Mashma Gitzas, that sounds a little bit that the Ein Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but however, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Elim came Mitzuyin Shem Shishim Ribri, only if there were 600,000 people coming by Midbar, like it was in the Midbar, that only then would it be considered as Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because that's exactly what it was like when the Jewish people were there, which there were 600,000 people in the times of the Midbar. Now, we continue with the next Tezim Maschel. Tezim begins with the words of the Gemara, B'shegek Chayev Chatas, to tell me that if you did it by mistake, Chayev Chatas, that pshit, that's obvious, which Tezim comes to qualify the Gemara's question. The Braisa said that if someone transfers by mistake from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim all the other way around, he's going to be Chayev Chatas. The Gemara says, of course he's going to be Chayev Chatas. Now, Tezim is bothered. What's the question? Maybe the Braisa is telling you Chayev Chatas so that you should know that the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that we're telling you is a bona fide Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a bona fide Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Taisa explains, no, the Gemara's question is, Kivin Hashem in the high half of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, once you already told me, we just went through, this is the Brice, it was telling you what's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, what's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you already told me what's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Vahei Hava Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that this one's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the next lines of the Brice, which is what we're going on, Pshita Dam Mitzim Ezel Azeb Shegi, Chayv Chad, so obviously once we know that that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, obviously in the laws of Shabbos, that one, if one does it by mistake, it's Mechayv Chad, and therefore that's the Gemara's question, that that's Pshita. Here next, Taisa of Maschil. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Hakamash Malan, Kirav, like Rav, Bechulu, etc. Taisa comes to prove that this halacha of Isi is talking specifically regarding the laws of Skila and not regarding the laws of Chatas. That is, the Braisa taught that if you transfer from one to the other, by mistake, Chayav Chatas, deliberately, Chayav Karas or Skila. So the Gemara says, like we just mentioned previous Taisa, by mistake, of course we know Chayav Chatas. So the Gemara says, no, it's coming to tell you the halacha of when you do deliberately, then you can be Chayav Karas without a warning and Skila with a warning. So the Gemara says that why was that necessary? So the Gemara says, oh, that was necessary to tell you like Rav. Because Rav says he found the hidden scroll by Reb Chiya that was brought Allah from East Ben Yehuda. that you have the 39 malachas, that one's only going to be chayav one. So the Gemara ultimately explains, it means to say, no, there's one of them that you're not going to be chayav for. And that's what the Raisa is coming to tell us, that the malach of Eitzah is from those that you are going to be chayav. It's not that one that Issa said you're going to be pot. So he says, Mekam medaktik ri, from here the ri was precise to teach the loikutani Issa, that Issa did not teach his halacha, that ain't a chayav alachman, you're not going to be liable for one of them, illa askila. One of the lamentas malachas, if you did it deliberately, and there was a warning, you're not going to get the death penalty of skila, of being stoned. Of a chatas, but regarding if one does it by mistake, to be chayav kama chatas, that says the ri chayav al kulam. There he never said his halacha, that there all the lamentas malachas, one's going to be liable kama chatas, as he explains. Because the ikar chatas, everything was going on the kama chatas, imken, if that's the case, a kiparach, so when the Gemara previously asked, oh, when you did it by mistake, that's obvious. Why is that obvious? The Gemara could have answered, that what's the answer to that? Oh, like Rav taught this halacha of Isi, which is that don't say, in other words, that he said that the malacha that you could tell me that the malacha of Eitzah is not the one that you're going to be pater karbachatas, which Taisus comes to say, and then don't say that the Gemara wanted to first try to give a different answer. Like it said, oh, I could tell you you're right. For B'Shaygik is not teaching you anything, but for B'Mezi is coming to teach you regarding Karas and Skila. And therefore we didn't answer, yeah, we could have answered that it's to tell you that you're Chayav Achatas. And because the Halach of Isi wasn't Eitzah, says Taisa, you can't say that. Because the Had, the Mishani, B'Mezi, Anish Karas, B'Niskel, Itzchalei, this, the Gemara ultimately says this answer on when you did it deliberately. So Loi Mishani Midi, really the Gemara is not really answering anything. Because even now you could ask the same question. What are you teaching me? Obviously, you have Karsten Skila when you do B'mezit. So, rather, obviously, you have to say it's because of this halacha of Isi. So then say it already before when you talk about Baba Shaggy. You're not really gaining anything by saying, always saying Shaggy because of Mezit, because Mezit is the same answer. And if Isi said his halacha on Chatas too, then we should have said the answer already there. Obviously, rather, says Taisus, that from the Re, that no, his halacha was only said on Skila. One of them is not going to have Skila, but all of them are going to have the Chiv of Chatas. Now, however, Taisus does point out that Umiikara, but originally when the Gemara had first said the halach of Isi, that we thought to interpret, he was saying that when you do many malachas at one time, you only mechayev for one. But says Taisa, at that point, vado loy have yada demar meskila. The Gemara did not know that he was talking about by skila. To the contrary, when the parach from Rabbi Yechanan, in fact, the Gemara asks on his halacha from Rabbi Yechanan, demar bechatas, when Rabbi Yechanan himself is talking about the karmachatas. Now, from the fact that the Gemara didn't answer, say, wait a second, Isi is talking about skila. Yeah, they're going to have only one for all the malachas together. And Rabbi Yechanan is talking about the karmachatas. V'hayin mishum, and the reason is because the in the chayav al-achas, when we had originally assumed his interpretation was you're only going to have one liability for all the malachas together, you could not have answered to say, although Rabbi Yechanan is talking about chatas, and, oh, Isi tomat skila. Because if, according to, at that point, his halacha was, you could do many, many malachas, only have for one. If he was talking about for skila, of course, the otu betray katle katlin, you think you're going to kill him two times, you can't kill him a second death. So obviously at that point, that we if he's saying you only have one for many, obviously it meant regarding the chatois, which you could bring many kama chatois. Now, avaki kama farish, but that's what Taisa says. But also, subsequently, when the Gemara explained, dein chayv al achas men kama isi. No, what he was saying was, as we had asked from Vyechan and we amended, doesn't mean you have one for many. No, you have for each and every one. But he said there's one of them that you have to be chayv for, then oz yad shava, then actually the Gemara subsequently did know that it's actually the opposite. The loy ari isi el beskila, that no, he's not tomat chatois, he's actually only tomat beskila. And the reason how we know this is because the late polygam is the klal gadol. He's not going to disagree with the Mishnah later on the ayin gimel base. The ketani minyana, the Mishnah counts the number of how many ab malachas there are. Lameimah, that's to say, like Rabbi Yechon was inferring, the chayav al kol achas va'achas, that you're liable for each and every one of them a karbachatas, as we say over there. And therefore, obviously, Isi, they were saying that there's going to be one that you're not going to be chayav for, was not regarding the karbachatas, rather was regarding the liability of skila, which we're saying one of them are not going to have the death penalty of skila. Now, based on this, that Isi was saying, that the one that you're not going to be chayiv on is only specifically regarding skila, says Taisa v'asi shabbat, but now it makes sense, had the bereich perik glah gadol. The beginning of that perik, and the Samach Tesem and Aleph, come out of Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, regarding the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, the number that he says, Shem asin kulam helam achas, that if you do all lam tesem halachas in one lapse of awareness, chayiv v'chuli milayiv of each and every one. So the Gemara is bothered by a question, that if it's talking about that you in error did all the lama tesem halachas, that means you didn't know anything about Shabbos at all. Therefore, you can be chayav in each one of karmachatas because every one last of the malacha you didn't know about. So then the Gemara asks, the yadol al Shabbos b'mai. So in what regard did he even know that it's Shabbos at all? as the Gemara there explains, you have to know that it's Shabbos. so then, if everyone lamentes malachas didn't know, so what did you know about Shabbos? Mefarsh, the Gemara explains, you knew about Shabbos regarding that you're not allowed to walk out of a 2,000 amis of your Shabbos boundary. Well, Libra Rebbe Kiva is going according to Rebbe Kiva that he holds that the laws of Tchumen is biblical. So you could say that although he didn't know all the lamentes malachas, Tchumen, which is not one lamentes malachas, that he did know about. Now, that taste is bothered. Why didn't the Gemara say that the thing that he knows is regarding the primary halacha of this malacha that on that EC said, Yinacha Evachatas? But he didn't know regarding Shabbos was all the other malachas. Oh, but according to what Taisa says, he says, because of Ulei Matzi Lememer, the Gemara could not have said the Yadullah that he knew regarding Shabbos, but the EC on that malacha that anybody's not Chayev Echatas for. Because, like we said, the Hakulu Chayev Echatas is not true. All of them, every last Lamates malachas, you are Chayev Echatas. The whole exemption was only regarding Skila, and therefore the Gemara could not have said that the one thing that he does know is one of the Lamates malachas, because actually all of them he didn't know, and for each one of them, every 39th one, he's going to be Chayev Echatas. And says Taisa B'chim Pesh B'Kuntra Sotu, and Rashi explains that Isi was specifically talking about regarding one of them is not going to have skila, not regarding the chatas. Now Taisa brings a proof to this. He said, "Lakam and Bereisha Zarek." Later on, in the beginning of Paragah Zarek, the Tzadik Vav and Beis, Maisi le Deisla in skila. The Gemara brings the halacha of Isi regarding skila, and the Taisa says, "Lemishdamid b'shum makom lasu le in chatas." We don't find anywhere his halacha being brought regarding the karma chatas, because the Taisa is saying, obviously, regarding the chatas, even Isi agrees that you're going to be liable for every last malach. Tais explains, what do you do? That's brought later on, the beginning of the last paragraph of Kuf Nadal Maralf. The Ram Bar Chama that says, Dilmahachi Kamar, maybe this is what the Bryce is saying over there. Kol Shachayov Nashagagase Chatas, whatever you're liable when you do it by mistake or Kamachatas, Chayov Mazdain Niskilo, when you do it deliberately, you're going to be Chayav Skilo. Now it sounds like that there is no Malacha that you're Chayav Chatas, not Chayav Skilo. That's not like we just said in Isi, that he holds everyone you are Chayav Chatas, but when they're not going to be Chayav Skilo. So I'm Riva, he says, you're right. Talibah the Rambam B'chama, Asa, he Bryce like Isi. The way Rambam B'chama interprets that, obviously the Bryce is not like Isi. Because the Isi, according to Isi, as we said, Ikaduchta de Chayev Chatz Vleiskele, no, there is one of the Lamatas Malachas, that you would be Chayev Chatz, and you would not be liable for Skila, and therefore that halacha, you don't have that rule, and therefore, according to Rambam B'chama, that Bryce would not be like Isi. So Taz proved that the whole statement of Isi, that there is a Malacha, that you're not Chayev on it, was only regarding the Chiv of Skila, regarding the Chiv of Chatas. All the Malachas are Chayev Chatas. And the proof is, when the Gemara asked on the Braisa, that Yechayev Chatas for Haitzah and Achnasa from Shus to Rishus, it says Pshita, the Gemara did not answer that, it's coming to teach us that it's regarding that Malacha that you're not Chayev, according to Isi, a liability on the Malacha. Rather, it answered, because it's coming to teach us specifically regarding the next halacha of the Braisa, when you do it deliberately regarding the chiv of karas and skila. Yes, because only regarding it did Isi's halacha apply, but not when you did it by mistake. Another proof is, because later on in the beginning of Perek HaZarig, the Gemara brings the statement of Isi regarding skila, and again, we don't find anywhere that it's brought regarding the halacha of chatz. Now, moreover, based on this, Tais has answered a question. Why didn't the Gemara, when they asked a question regarding someone that violates the malachas of Shabbos by mistake, and he's chayav chatas for every one of the malachas, so what does it mean that he knows that it's Shabbos? So the Gemara says that it's regarding tchumen. Why didn't the Gemara answer that you know it's Shabbos regarding the malacha that you're not chayav for anyway, which is the malacha of Isi, that you're not chayav chatas? Now, obviously, because no, all the malachas you are chayav chatas, Isi was only told about regarding skila. Additionally, Tais says, however, but that in the beginning, when the Gemara thought that the halacha of Isi was that when you do many malachas, you only have one, actually then the Gemara thought that no, his words were not regarding skila. Because most definitely, if you do many malachas, obviously you cannot be liable more than one, because you can't kill him more than one time. Rather, it's only in the conclusion that Isi said that you're not going to be chayav on one of them, that's where the Gemara then understands that his halacha was regarding skila and not regarding karmachat.